Let's meet our next two contestants. First, we have Bridget McCauley. You are an attorney.
Yes, I am.
And you have claimed that you enjoy going through people's files.
Yes, well, a lot of my job entails reading people's emails for legal purposes.
Sure.
But sometimes people forget that their work emails can be read by other people and should not be used for personal purposes.
Ah, yes.
That's all I should say about
that. Okay, so can you, in broad strokes, give me what kind of entertaining things you find?
Just a lot of people's love lives that I don't think they would want me to know about.
Oh, yeah. Right. I'm sure spelled out quite lovely in all kinds of descriptive words.
Oh, yes.
That does sound like fun. That's a little perk to your job.
Definitely.
Your opponent is Emily Giuliano. You are a crime novel editor.
That's correct.
Now, do you think you could pull off a crime?
Well, what kind of a crime?
What? Oh, excellent. Excellent. All right, let's say a bank robbery.
Definitely.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just like one quick thing of how you do it. Just one
quick
thing.
Well, I know all the right people, so I put together the perfect...
The team.
The team. The Giuliano's 13 team.
You need 13?
Sure.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay, and once you or whoever team members are in the bank, what are you doing?
Distracting. Uh-huh. I think the art of distraction is going to be the key.
Yeah, you do know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
this is
right.
Perfect. Well, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, a word is a sequence of one or more sounds or morphemes consisting of basic units of meaningful speech. So in this game, I'm going to give you a word and its definition. You're going to tell me whether it's a real word that we found in the OED or something that we made up. Okay, that's it. You have to buzz in to answer, but be careful because if you get it wrong, your opponent automatically scores the point. I know. It's kind of intense, right? All right, let's see how you do. The first word is temesis, to insert a word between the syllables of another word, as in abso-freaking-lutely. Bridget.
Real word?
It is a real word. Yeah. Yeah. I snot. The discharge that accumulates and crusts over in the corners of the eyes. Emily.
I'm going to say you made it up.
I would personally not never make that up, but it is fake.
Okay, good.
It is fake. Yes, we all know that's called pupil pus. How about berberigmus? Berberigmus, the gurgling noise that occurs when gas or fluids move in your gut. Emily.
Is a word.
That is a word, yes. Yeah. How about franticorate? To desperately fill an awkward silence with often nonsensical small talk. Filling it. Bridget.
Not a word.
Yeah, that is not a word. Yeah, no. We call it Thanksgiving. Stampkins. Stampkins are the chunky components of a soup in chicken noodle soup. The chicken noodles and vegetables are stampkins. They're both looking at me like, Emily?
That's so weird it has to be real.
I'm sorry, that is not real.
Oh.
I know, it is weird. It's just food. Yeah, it's just food.
It seems like it should be a word.
Stampkins?
It's the opposite of broth.
Right, if you have to say what's what,
yeah.
Is it broth or stampkins?
Right. This soup barely has any stampkins
in it. Exactly.
Can I have the stampkins on the side, please?
Exactly. How about pterodiddle? A petty lie, as in at my high school reunion, I tried to impress my old classmates with a pterodiddle about how I invented Instagram. Emily.
It's a word.
That is a word, yes. That's right. Did you know that word?
Or did I did. I kind of recognize it.
Yeah. So that's a large petty lie, you know, which sounds weird, but because they come, there's diddle, megadiddle, gigadoodle, and then pterodiddle is the largest.
Is there a microdiddle?
How about quidnuck? A gossipy person, as in Anthony from HR, is such a quidnuck. Emily.
That's a word.
That is a word, yes. It is Latin for what now?
Does that mean what gossip do you have?
What now?
Is that what people used to say?
I guess so. They just look at you and go, what now?
What now?
And you'd be like, I'm sleeping with my boss. Yeah. This is your last clue. A dorothesia. The rush of joy you get when you look at something cute like a baby or a puppy or a baby with a puppy head. Bridget.
Not a word.
That is not a word. No, no, no. Well done. Puzziger Archung, how did our contestants do?
We have a tie.
Whoa. Oh, no.
Hands on your buzzers. Here we go. Treadle. The row of metal spikes on springs that are used to prevent cars from driving the wrong way, like at a parking garage. Bridget.
It is a word.
That is correct, and congratulations, you're moving on to the final round at the end of the show.
Coming up, we're so excited to talk and enjoy music from Loudon Wainwright, who is what we call in the biz, a hyphenate. He's a singer, songwriter, humorist, actor, unlike me, who's just a woman. And your host, Ophira Eisenberg, and you're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR.